ideas of solutions and recommendations. So what I got was one thing you said was, if there are laws, why don't we stick to the laws also in practice? I think that came out quite often. The second point I heard very much was this issue of the internal flight alternative. You mentioned that for Iraq, that you think this is not a good concept. And I heard that for Afghanistan, right? Then you mentioned the issue of children and the possibility for all the children to go to school, because apparently there have been problems in practice. Of course, in Germany, children are even obliged to go to school. But I heard that there are many practical problems in some areas in Germany that the children cannot access to the school if the status is not yet clear and they have just arrived. And then also you mentioned that you have that you want to have the possibility to do language courses and access to education, higher education, right? And then that brings me to another point you said was that there are too many differences between the various groups of people coming in terms of legal status and in terms of access to social services and rights. Okay, you said learn from the past. Why can't you learn from the past? And I think that's a very important point concerning also the integration issues, because all these issues of legal status, which is not clear, and access to schools and so on, we had that before, and we saw that there were many problems afterwards with it, and many politicians want to criticize that but haven't learned from that and do the same things now, especially, yeah. Something that has been mentioned, but we haven't discussed it very much, was the issue of freedom of movement and access to housing. Yeah, of course, very much the issue of family reunification the criticism that the family reunification has been put on hold. And I collected the issue of as well the Greek border, and the question of how do we deal with that humanitarian crisis and refugees wanting, needing protection and being stranded there. Okay, so did I collect this right and properly? And what do you want to add? So one other issue that is mentioned is the access to work. Okay, the possibility to access to work from the beginning, or how would you make it more precise? Okay, Christoph has an issue which is encouraging companies and business to open up for refugees and persons applying for refugee status to enter and to work in their business for a traineeship, at least. Okay, now you had a comment and then you.
He's saying that there is a great percentage of Syrians and Iraqis and Afghanis also. Their families are still in their home countries. And if we were not, at least he's speaking about himself, if we are not allowed to bring in our families, we'll just go back.
I think more of a meta perspective, maybe, how can in this fast-changing environment information on legal status, on all the changes, can get quicker to refugees and also to volunteers so that they can help refugees, because as Herr König has said, it's very crucial that you get the right information at the right time, because it is kind of important for your destiny. So how can that be secured, I guess?
It's a question about lobbying, what you were telling before, and also how can Germans also take more into these issues more to the front and influence politics.
Any more comments?
He's asking, he's staying like 1.5 years here in Germany, and his condition is not clear yet, but if there will be any future for him.
I mean, again, I think it's important that you, the cases you probably your situation is very different from others. So I think it's important that you access the refugee law clinic, you know, and get advice in your situation. But I think one issue that was mentioned before is the issue of staying in that facility, in that first reception facility where so many people are in the same spot and have difficult health situations and so on. And I think that's important to mention that, it's not a healthy way of staying with so many people packed in a first reception center, Notunterkunft.
I would argue that, close to what you were saying, a big issue is uncertainty. Uncertainty and the duration these processes have. It's just disgraceful to have a single person or a family waste 2, 3, 4, 5 years of their lives doing nothing, sitting around waiting for institutions to tell them something, and they have absolutely no idea what's coming for them. So uncertainty is something that has to be diminished. Absolutely. And a last point that I would stress is that the disgraceful practice of following political agendas in political discussions on the backs of refugees and the weakest of society, because they cannot fight back. And that is just inhumane and not acceptable, and should not be acceptable.
Are there any more comments or recommendations or claims or ideas for solutions?
Comment whether or not having a family here helps your process to go faster, because there are families that they right now are processed more further than they single ones. That they got their houses, but they are still in the camps. Is there any difference or priority?
Well, I don't think they are legally prioritized, but factually they are. I mean, the political discussion right now where you say, yes, of course, we help refugees, but only families, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Families definitely are treated better than single, mostly male people.
Comment? He's saying that a refugee, a Syrian refugee, is 20 years old in Berlin. He committed suicide. And he's saying that we are used to a very simple social life. Everything for us here is very complicated, and everything is for us is difficult. And those laws are making life even more difficult for us.
Okay, I think if we, I don't want to force you to go on. if you have no more recommendations, I think we should close then. I think we have really gathered a lot of information. Thanks a lot to Christoph König. He was so informed, and I hope you really go to the Refugee Law Clinic to get information. A big clap. And I think we also gathered very, very important recommendations, and I hope you'll find them on your website, I think. So I think there's still a comment.
I was just saying one final word.
Yes, okay.
I hope I didn't sound too grim what I told you. Your situation is not easy. Don't lose hope. It's a complicated process. It will take forever, but you still have a chance. I mean, you just have to sit tight and try your best.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Or afterwards.
No, where and when? No, it's okay. You'll write it down. I think that's the best. Where's the address and what times you're available? Leila writes it.
Okay, so maybe I say it again. What we have is an open hour where everyone can come to us, which is usually very important, every Tuesday afternoon, starts about at 6:30 at the Neue Nachbarschaft in Moabit. I don't have the address in my head. Yeah. Usually 2 to 3 hours. Depends how many people come. Yep. U-Bahn Turmstraße or Beusselstraße. Yeah. But very important. Very important before you leave. We are not doing that until mid-April because our students are either on vacation or writing exams or taking some weeks off. So right now, there is no open session. It will start in mid-April.
Well, I mean, other institutions where you can look for advice is Diakonie and Caritas. And before you leave, thank you very much for documenting the whole 2 hours. Thank you, Edel. Okay. Okay. Check, because until April is a bit of time, you have to wait for to go to them. So you could go and look for the information of Pro Asyl and the Berlin Refugee Council, Berliner Flüchtlingsrat. They also have information and give legal advice, I think. And Amnesty International local groups as well.
Yeah, if you go to klarat.org, I can put it down, there is a section on asylum and rights, and you just click there and you can find all the counseling in Berlin, all over Berlin. You can just choose the organization. So klarat.org, yeah.
That was a very important fact. Okay, so I would like to thank everyone. I would like to thank Leila. I would like to thank König. I want Christoph König, and I would like to thank you all for your very lively participation. It was really good, and I think you pointed out the core problems we are facing at the moment. And I hope, yeah, I wish you good luck. But I think there's still someone who wants to take the microphone. And thank you. Okay. Yes, and Leila will say something, I think, on refreshments and food against... There is Syrian food outside and drinks, but it costs a bit. It's not for free. But I think maybe you can also speak to Leila if there's a problem. But you can. There is food outside and drinks against a bit of money, a very little amount. Right? Okay, bye-bye.
And what...